for the morning to you, Cisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning. No, I'm serious.
Honor, glory and honor. morning. Michael, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm out of range on the speaker, okay?
Okay.
So you only have Blog Talk because I'm way out of range for the speaker.
All right.
Kind of tell those on the speaker to switch over to the Blog Talk if they can.
All right.
If not, we'll post it on the YouTube later.
All right.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Father God. Lord Jesus, we come to you, Lord, with all exaltation and love and appreciation. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Lord, as truth and light is shed abroad to all men, that the gospel truth that frees and brings liberty would have free reign across the world, and that your word would be established firm and deeply rooted in the hearts of men and women, and satisfy the hunger of the souls of anyone and everyone hearing or listening. Have your way this morning with your word, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Ted Line. Thank you so much for being with me. If you can hear this morning, Spreaker is not on right now because Dr. Shepherd says she's out of range. But if you can and you're able to right now, you can switch over to Blog Talk by calling in. If not, you can always catch the message in the second, third shift by going to YouTube or to the Blog Talk website. Praise the Lord. I don't have a lot this morning. I may go short, but the Lord have his way this morning with me and with you and the word. I want to talk this morning about having faith. And I'm going to title the message this morning, I'll Have What He's Having. I'll Have What He's Having. God is good, and he has preeminence. He has reign and authority. He is the guest of honor in the room this morning. But I do want to talk about the proverbial elephant in the room, that demon. Because light exposes darkness, and it exposes sin and error and wickedness. And the elephant in the room, you know, is that story going around wildly in the news lately. It's about the sickness in the world that's spreading. I'm talking about a malady where many countless people are falling ill, and some even dying of it. You've probably seen or heard about it on the news or in the radio, and about its dangers, and the warnings are being repeated throughout the day, and about how easily it transfers and in the air and touch, and how contagious it is. And people are growing more concerned because it's spreading faster, and it doesn't seem to be stopping, as the officials can't seem to agree as to where it came from. Well, you might be wondering why you have not heard about this matter yet on the TED line. And I'm not talking about what you might be thinking. After all, everybody's talking about this affliction, right? No, I'm not really talking about the coronavirus. Actually, I'm talking about doubt and unbelief, which we have been talking about. The deadliest contagion in the world, if I could dare to say that, because I'm not a specialist, but I would dare say the deadliest contagion in the world is a spiritual one. Doubt and unbelief. I want to read to you Genesis 3 in the King James. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I did hid myself. And he said, Told thee that thou wast naked. Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins, and clothe them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil, and know lest, and now lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden, to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. As an illustration, let's say you have a couple that goes into a fast food place. And let's say this couple, you know, they walk up to the counter to order their food. You know, the man goes first, and he orders a coffee and an apple pie. He steps aside, and then after him, the lady steps up, and she looks at the menu, and she can't decide. And maybe let's say that the man's been there several times, and he's familiar with this food place, and so he knew, and he was ready, and he had ordered his stuff. But because she's not familiar with the place, let's say she's unsure about the menu, so she's undecided. But because she's sure about her friend or the guy that's with her, she might say something like, I'll have what he's having. And when I read in Genesis about this account, you know, we're reading the first murder. You know, Satan, Lucifer took the lives of Adam and Eve by bringing them into agreement with doubt, unbelief, in having the forbidden fruit. And when with his voice, he convinced her, and she convinced him. But it was the first murder. She took, and Adam stood there, and he said, I'll have what she's having. Have faith. I want everybody to say that to yourself. Have faith. Have faith. Matthew 21, 18 through 22 in the King James. Matthew 21, 18 through 22 says, Now in the morning, as he, Jesus, returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So I say, have faith. Have faith. Mark 11, 22. Mark 11, 12 through 26. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. He, Jesus, was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus, answering, saith unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. I say, have faith. Have faith in God. Matthew 17, 20 through 27. And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth out not by prayer and fasting, not but prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. Go thou to the sea and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee. Have faith. Matthew 8:10 says, when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Have great faith. Have great faith in God. Something I've noticed about these trends or these fads, if I could use those words, for the news that tends to circulate about the negativity and, you know, hot topics, like the one I mentioned earlier that's going around, this affliction, people tend to jump on these things like faith movements, like a faith movement. And this bandwagon, if you can call it that, some people use faith movements the same way they use these negative press releases that come out, and they watch it two or three times, and they turn to a friend and they tell them, and they tell everybody they meet, and they repeat it and reinforce it. And some even allow themselves to get excited about them and get worked up. But same thing with faith movements is the same thing like with the thing going on with this affliction that they're talking about. You put your faith into these things, just like a faith movement. It's kind of like people going after that day after Thanksgiving Christmas sale. They just pile in. And when a faith movement is real, it's a revival. It's centered on Jesus. It's about life. It's about the gospel of Jesus. It's about the liberty, transformation, healing, being restored to God. But humans can be very reactive creatures, moved by passions of envy and lusting for what their neighbor has, and they want to have it too. And people tend to go crazy to have what everyone else seems to have, like a fad or like a trend. And the serpent who exploits that is and always was the best and original salesman. He knew more about his customer than even the customer knew. He did his homework. He knows what sparkles in that person's eye. He goes after them by offering whatever he's got to offer to bring them down. And I always used to think of this Garden of Eden as a perfect place. And as I was reading this Genesis account in chapter 3, I recently started to see that there's a corrupt, possessed snake in the Garden of Eden. What is something that's evil doing in the Garden of Eden? And maybe that's a message for another day, but I asked myself, was this place being kept? Was it being looked after by Adam as he was told by God and commanded to keep it and dress it? And this question could also be applied to today's world. Is this world being kept and dressed as God commanded the church? What in the world is a snake doing in the garden? Talking to Eve, trying to corrupt her mind. What in the world is this coronavirus or any sickness doing in our midst? Isn't this world being looked after? Isn't this world being kept by the church as commanded by God to dress it and keep it and preach the gospel? And are God's believers here occupying in this world until Christ returns? That applies to me before it applies to anyone. So I say to myself, have faith. Have great faith in God. And I read Genesis 3 and I kind of see that snake talking to her and curling up next to her and coming off that branch and coming around her shoulders and getting close to her ear and all close and personal, trying to spin his sales pitch after her and corrupt her mind. And I see that snake wrapped around her and his mouth close to hers, just like I heard earlier this week. His mouth close to hers. And as the words come out her mouth, the breath that God gave her came out her mouth with words and breath from the snake mixing and mingling with it. And before long, she's turning around, offering it to Adam. And here I realized this was the first account of Bible witchcraft. Bibliomancy, the snake using the word of God and twisting it to cast bondage onto Eve's mind, to supplant her purpose in the garden. The snake got close to her ear and her mouth and spun his tail, and she turned around and the snake used her. Bible witchcraft, bibliomancy. You see, her breath is mankind's breath, is God breathed. It breathed into Adam. That one breath into Adam is the breath that we all breathe. We breathe thanks to God. God created the life we have, the air we need to live. God created, God made. Our bodies were marvelously and wonderfully made by God. And as ministers and believers in Jesus, our words are God's words. We preach the gospel. We spread the word of God abroad, the passages of life and transformation and hope. That gospel message is God's. And God showed me that everything belongs to God. Our breath, our bodies, our lives, all the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And in him we live and move and have our being. Everything is Jesus and belongs to God. Everything is Jesus's and belongs to God. So I took a look at bibliomancy, and it was, you know, it's mentioned this week. And bibliomancy, according to one source, it defines it as is the use of books in divination, the books of the Bible, and the method of employing sacred books, especially specific words and verses, for magical medicine, for removing negative entities, quote unquote, or for divination, is widespread in many religions of the world. Biblio is Bible-based. Spinning a magical medicine using the mixture of Bible and witchcraft. This Bible witchcraft employs the use of the sacred texts that are supposed to be for life, but is used in corruption and bondage. Therefore, it's employing the use of demons. And it's the same satanic lie that we first read happen in the Garden of Eden. The use of doubt and unbelief. When the word of God is used with faith, nothing else is needed or desired, really, with it, because it is enough. The word of God is enough. But when doubt enters the scene, As was with the snake in the garden, it becomes Bible witchcraft. So I say, have faith in God. Nothing else. Because nothing else is needed. I noticed as I've been observing the unfolding of this, I don't even like mentioning the word because it doesn't deserve mentioning, but the coronavirus spreading in the news. This affliction, it seems to have been spreading more in the news than it is in the people. And I've noticed that in the headlines when talking about the affliction, I'm seeing a lot of the publishers using the title, the headline, mixed with the word Bible is being used in the headline. For example, that the virus hits thousands more. Is this the apocalypse of the Bible? On the surface, this might well be a biblical prophecy unfolding, but you know, the where it's coming from is considered. It's for ratings, as far as some of them are concerned, but the devil's exploiting that. The devil's using the spread of negativity for his drive is to steal, kill, and destroy. It's like a mixed drink. Sure, there's some good stuff in the drink, but there's a drop of doubt. There's a drop of unbelief in there. It's mixed in. And that's enough to make poison, bibliomancy. And the bitterness of the truth doesn't need any sweetening up by the world. The truth is the truth. It stands alone. So fear is spreading. But it's an affliction of the spirit. James 2:1 says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. In other words, James is telling them to have faith in Jesus and nothing. Have faith in Jesus. You don't consider the respect of persons. Just have faith in Jesus. In these times of doubt and unbelief around us, the true affliction that is spreading is doubt and unbelief. That's the affliction. The antidote, the cure, is Jesus. Matthew 16:8 says, which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? When we look at the things like that we don't have, like food or money, we're short on a bill or something broke down, we don't need to look at that and focus on that and be centered on that. Becomes doubt. It becomes doubt when you center on and focus on and fall into a pit of unbelief. Have faith in Jesus. Have faith. Have faith. Mark 4:40 says, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? When a person has fear, fearful, they're not having faith. Instead of being fearful, have faith in Jesus. Have faith in Jesus. Have faith in God. Luke 22:32 says, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Prayed for him and he prayed for you that your faith doesn't fail. Have faith. Have great faith. Romans 5:2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have access by faith. Think about that. Access by faith. So if you have faith, you have access. There's a hope of the glory of God that we're standing on, and it's because we have faith. We have faith in Jesus. We have faith in God. You know, that faith is great. That faith is so great. 2 Corinthians 1:24. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith ye stand. What are we standing on? Where are we standing? Why are we standing? What's going on while we're standing? Just to stand, says a lot. It means a lot, just to stand. If you have faith to stand, you should stand. Faith is so underrated in this world today. It's so underrated. There's so much that the church misses by not having faith or more faith or great faith in God. Every situation, every little tiny area, every single area of our lives. Me first. That goes for me more than anyone. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Have faith in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3:12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. We have boldness and access. We access that with confidence. We access so much of God with confidence by the faith of him. Accessing God with confidence. Confidence. Have faith in God. Have faith. Can we have faith in Jesus? Can we have faith in the Word of God this morning? Yes, we can. Absolutely, we can. We can have faith to stand, and we do have faith to stand. Colossians 1, verse 23 says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, continue in the faith grounded and settled. Have faith in God. Have faith. Many see something and it doesn't go the way they thought. Instead of standing, they take a seat. But God's watching and he sees those who continue to have faith and remain standing. Remain in the faith. Grounded and settled. Kind of brings to mind a tree planted by the waters, doesn't it? Standing there. Grounded and settled. Have faith. Colossians 2 and 7 says, rooted and built up in him. And established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. 2 Thessalonians 3:1 through 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. It says here, for all men have not faith. Not everybody has faith. But look at that next verse. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Can I say to you this morning, I'll have what he's having. Have faith. Have faith. Don't have doubt and fear, and don't listen to the serpent. Have faith. 1 Timothy 1:19, holding faith. Holding faith. And a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. So I'm going to hold faith. I'm going to have faith. I will have faith in God. I will have faith in God. When Jesus returns, will he find us faithful? Yes. I know the answer. I must have faith. I will have faith. I do have faith. Rooted and grounded, I have great faith in God. 1 Timothy 3:13, for they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Have faith, deacons. Have faith. You're purchasing to yourself a good degree. Great boldness in the faith, Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 3:13. Deacons, have faith. Have faith. 1 Timothy 5:12 says, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. Don't take a seat. When the world around you starts to change and appear, cast it off. Don't let the doubt and the fear and the unbelief around you persuade you. Remain. Remain standing, rooted and grounded firmly. Established in faith in Jesus Christ. First Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Have faith in Jesus. Have faith in Jesus. And 1 Timothy 6:21 says, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Second Timothy 2:18, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. It's doubt and unbelief. Second Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Keep the faith. Have great faith in God and keep that faith in Jesus. Remain standing. Don't take a seat to doubt and unbelief. Titus 3:8 says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Maintaining today seems to be the thing. The devil wants to wear you down with a barrage of doubt and unbelief and but those that remain and are overcomers will be established. And I'm getting somewhere. Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith. Have faith. Hebrews 13:7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you with the word of God, whose faith follow concerning the end of their conversation. That word conversation there is interchangeable with reputation. What do people say about you? What do people say about me? That's my reputation. That's the conversation when my name is brought up, Michael so-and-so, yada, yada, yada. That's my reputation. What's my reputation? Because people follow your faith. So the reputation you live is the reputation they follow after. So remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto the word of God, whose faith follow concerning the end of their conversation. Have faith in God. James 5:15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. 2 Peter 1:1, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Today, this morning, I want you to consider these words. For none of those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Jesus is able to give you a crown of life. I looked up that definition a while back of that affliction that they're talking about, the coronavirus, and I looked it up, and it actually means crown. The core drive of this, the purpose of everything, doesn't seem to be safety. It seems to be fear. It seems to be doubt and unbelief. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Have faith in that. Have faith in Jesus. Jesus is able to give you the crown of life. Have faith in that. 1 Peter 5:4 says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Have faith in that. If you can have faith in that, have faith in that. Absolutely stand on that. When he appears, you're going to receive a crown of glory that doesn't fade. I'll have some of that. I'll have that. I'll have what he's having. Because they follow your faith, they're having what you're having. So let's all have faith. Revelation 3:11 says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Hold that fast which thou hast. What is that you're holding? That's your faith in Jesus. Hold on to that. Can you hold on to that this morning? Hold on to that. Because not only now is there reward for that, but later there's reward for that. Jesus. is going to give you a crown of glory. Isaiah 62:3, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Have faith in that. Psalms 103:2-5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Have faith in that. Have faith in that. 2 Timothy 4:8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Because what? When he appears, he's going to give us a crown. When that shepherd appears, he's going to give you a crown. Revelation 12:1. There's another crown prophesied here. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. 1 Corinthians 9:25, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an uncorruptible. That crown of life, that crown of glory. Father, this morning, we bind and we rebuke doubt and fear. Even coming into our eye gates and our ear gates, Lord, we stop them. We take away their power to bind, their power to destroy, steal, or kill. We remove that in the name of Jesus, by your authority, God, by your authority. We have faith in your word. We have faith in Jesus Christ, who purchased our salvation, who takes away all our afflictions, and who heals all our diseases. That's what we stand on this morning. In the name of Jesus, we stand. We stand. We stand and receive the crown of life. We receive the crown of glory. Strengthen us that we would remain standing, firm, rooted and grounded, established in our faith in you, Jesus. We have faith in you. We have faith. Build us up in that, God. Keep building us up in that. Bring more into that household of faith. Heavenly Father, your will be done this morning. Have your way. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Tenline, thank you for being with me this morning. Have faith. Have faith. We will see you tomorrow morning. God, say the same.